We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Already getting the DMs on Twitter, people mad at me. Why can't you just ride the wave for the Phillies? Well, I wasn't allowed to. I didn't allow me to.
Nah.
Next time I'm just going to lie and say, yep. Surefire playoff team. Yep, absolutely.
It's not a lie. It's an opinion.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm just going to lie.
Not feeling that way. I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to lie next time. And
no, man, you ought to. Yep, yep. You know how we do it, man. Keep it real.
Yep,
no, it's how you feel.
It is. It is. Yeah. No, I mean, this is going to be a fun run. I just don't know. I really do. I view this year for the Phillies as 2007. That's the high end of this year. It's 2007. Mm-hmm. Just kind of making the playoffs. Right, I see the low end is falling short. So you meet in between. They just missed the playoffs. Right now, that would be my official prediction since you forced me.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't miss the playoffs.
People disagree. Not everybody, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who said it?
I got some people on here calling me a homer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean.
That's true. Yeah. It's okay.
That's all right.
I don't mind being recognized as a homer.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's what I'm aspiring to be as a homer,
you know.
Right?
Ultimately, that's what I want.
A lot of people also.
That's what I want. But then just realize when I do go the other way, it's for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, no. When you want to keep it real, when you need to keep it real, believe me, you'll keep it real. No doubt about that. Also, does Gabe's stock go up or down this year? People positive on Gabe right now. Yep. People saying Gabe's going to do well this year, Ike.
I think he is, man. I think he is.
I hope so.
Gabe is the face of our new era of baseball here.
Yeah.
This guy's chiseled faces and physiques. Analytics. Gabe. That's Gabe, man.
All right. Let's go to the six and focus. Joe in Collingswood. Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
You got it, man.
Joe.
Hello. Listen, I just had a couple points. One is the, the World Series Phillies and the couple of years before it, you never bailed on a game. You show up in the third, you're working, you tie into the third inning and they're down by five. You tie into the seven, they're up by five. That was always the case that year. Mm. The offense was monstrous. You know, that's how they won. They even had that old guy one time come up and hit a home run when he came in as a pinch hitter. I mean, the Phillies were very excited in their offense. Exciting.
Now, when was this?
To overpower people. Maybe this year will be the same thing. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, the other thing is that I think this year coming is going to be just a happy year for Philly fans. Everybody's going to be on the plus side of winning, from the Flyers right through to the Phillies, the NFL,
yeah, right.
The whole thing.
Yeah, right, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're wrong. If we're in July and this team is 500 or low and they're underachieving, people are going to be pissed.
I'm sure they are, but I feel that they're going to be on top, and it'll just be a happy year to be a Philly fan in general. You know, that's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, I get too damn depressed when they lose.
I hope you're right. Okay. I hope you're right, Joe. You could be right. I guess, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're positive. We can play the Pharrell song for you when you come on next time. Because I'm happy. Right? I'm not that happy. I'm not happy like Pharrell. I'm happy.
I'm that happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm that happy.
You're Pharrell happy?
Yeah, I am.
Ben's Pharrell happy? Everybody's happy? There it is. Yes, you should be happy right now as a sports fan.
Yeah.
I am too.
It's a good time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
May take a year with the Phillies. May take a year. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
may take
it might.
A year. Let's go to Jim in Boothwyn. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
What up, Jim?
Listen, we're going to make it easy. Let's talk numbers here.
Yeah.
All right? What's it going to take to not only win the East, but to get a playoff spot? 100 wins, 95 wins, 97 wins, right around there, right? So what did we do last year? Like 80, 85? So
we got 15 80,
more wins
right?
this year. Yeah, 80. So 15 more.
Hello?
I think we do. What do you think?
We lost you right there at the end. Say your last part.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So with 80 wins last year, we need, what, 95, 97 to make the playoffs?
No.
So that's 17 more wins.
No, I mean.
Harper, do we get that?
Who made the playoffs? I mean, 90 probably gets you in the playoffs, right?
Okay, well, what the Yankees do last year?
101.
101, and Boston was ahead of them at 105.
Right, but there's two wild card spots, so.
Okay. No.
Red Sox had 108. Okay. Astros had 103. Yankees had 100. Yeah.
Right. So what are we looking at the National League? What the National League
Well, the Braves won 90.
Okay, 90. And we had 80. So with Harper, let's look at like 15 more wins, 10 more wins, and we're right in there. So, Ike, you're right. Playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. What was his bet? I mean, is this where that whole war stat comes in? I mean, I don't know. Listen, it's when you're looking at it from that perspective and you're like, all right, well, yeah, the Phillies did this last year and they added this many pieces. And forget about it just being Harper. You revamped your entire lineup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your lineup from top to bottom is going to be really good.
It's a whole new team as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
It's a whole new team.
Absolutely. Yeah, the
besides the pitchers.
Braves won the division with 90.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs were a wild card team at 95, and the Rockies got in at 91.
If you want the history overall, in this decade in the NL East, it's taken 95 wins all but two times. There were a couple times it took 90 to win a division, but outside of that, it's taken at least 95, if not more.
I got to tell you, I think somewhere around 90 to 95 is about where it's going to be at again this year. I think closer to 90.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's a great difference between these teams. So you got to imagine, you know, series at the end of the year, they're playing 18 times apiece right in this division.
Mm-hmm.
How many, when you look at that 18, isn't going to end up 10-8?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
You know, you're not going to get a whole lot of just overwhelming. When you look at the Mets with their pitching, when mm-hmm. you look at what the Braves did, and you look at what the Nats and what the Phillies have done, like, I can see out of 18 times these four teams play each other.
It's going to be a battle.
Yeah. Now, it may come down to who gets the most wins against the Marlins.
National League's pretty good.
Yeah.
Braves are a playoff team this year. They're a good team. Nationals didn't make the playoffs, but they have been a playoff team for a good amount of time. The Mets are at least a playoff contender. Brewers are good. Cubs are good. Cards are good. Even the Pirates were over 500 last year.
Here's why you like the Braves and the Nationals, man. The Braves were plus 102 in run differential, and the Nats were 89.
Yep.
The Phillies were minus 51.
Yeah, they were winning. They were getting lucky.
They finished two games under 500, but they had a run differential of minus 51.
That's not good, right? It's not good, right? Yeah,
put more runs on the board.
This is my point with everything. Yeah, but I mean, and they will put more on the board. But this is my point with everything. Like, when I'm looking at the expectation for 2019, my head's not even in the they're a lock to make the playoffs. I mean, I don't know that. The NL East is a good division. The NL's a good division. Could they win 88 games and not make the playoffs? Yeah, they could win 88 games and not make the playoffs. For sure. Let's go to Bill, Downingtown. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, Gabe's got to prove it to me. Last year was a nightmare. But we'll see. You know, by the end of next year, we'll know one way or the other, right?
Yeah, probably. Right?
Yep. So here's I got an Andrew McCutcheon story.
Okay.
It's 2012. I'm in Baltimore. My son lives down there. I'm at the Orioles-Detroit Tigers playoff game, and I'm bolting out of that inning early because I wanted to drive home. And I come out, and there's Andrew McCutcheon and his girlfriend walking down the hall in front of me. And I saw the usher. Are you there?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
I saw the usher, and I said, is that Andrew McCutcheon? He says, yes, it is. And I had my camera. I said, can I get a picture? He turned around, I took a picture of him, and that's all I did. So I talked to the usher, and guess what he said? He was here yesterday, too. here his season was over in Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and he went to the playoff game in Baltimore. With his girlfriend lived in Baltimore, the usher told me.
Hmm.
But I just thought, hey, I would want to be on a beach somewhere.
He's watching baseball.
He's watching baseball, but he's paying his way in. Or, you know, he's at the game 2 days in a row. I was like, I love this guy.
Yeah, he's going to be fun, Bill. No doubt about it. He's going to be good, too. He's not Andrew McCutchen Pittsburgh, where he's MVP candidate. But no. He's Andrew McCutchen 270, 18 home runs.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Yeah, that's sort of what you really want him for. You want him because you know what you're getting.
Yep.
He's reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did Brandon Graham sign in Philadelphia before free agency? Was he tempted to test the market, Ike? The answer is no, because he signed.
The damn bag was big.
It's not quite a Brinks truck, but it was it's a Brinks truck.
Close enough, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.